Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Today, plausibly live, it's the Zabecast.
We'll do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer Andy Pollin.
Uh-huh.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go!
Well, Andy, that sure was something. And now young Ms. Andrus has said, yeah, I need some help.
Yeah. Just, I mean, we've had bad anthems, but not from professional singers.
And no.
Set a new low.
Yeah. Poor Ingrid Andrus, whose work I had not seen or heard before, but she had been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, was so bad, I literally said, okay, what happened? One of 3 things. One, she's a total musical fraud, can't sing at all. They've auto-tuned her the entire way in her career. 2, there were some technical issues in which their IFB was bad or couldn't hear, whatever. Or 3, she was high or drunk, and she claims she was drunk, and she's checking into rehab to get the help she needs. Now, maybe that's true, but it still could be A, and that she really can't sing, Andy, and that she realizes and her people realize, if we don't come up with a cover story for this, millions and millions and millions of dollars go right down the drain.
Well, I mean, how could she be nominated for 4 Grammys if you know, they have to have an excuse that she said she was drunk? Look.
Ever heard of Milli Vanilli, Andy?
Yeah, that was lip sync. That's true. You can do that too.
Now there's even better. There's auto-tune. Auto-tune has made a lot of marginal singing talents into marketable stars.
Yeah.
But that was really bad.
my thought was this, that I'm not a music person, and that there would be some music person who would explain, no. What she's doing is really great artistically. You're just too stupid to appreciate it.
Yeah, that would have been something right there. I could see that happening, somebody trying to sell it that way. I remember early in Taylor Swift's ascendancy, she did a live performance at one of the award shows that was, as Randy Jackson would put it on American Idol, I don't know, dog, little pitchy there, dog. And she didn't have her best night. And she was getting roasted online and on shows. And it was the head of the record label for Taylor Swift that came out and said, enough of this. Like, let's end this nonsense. She's a talented young artist. She may not have been at her best last night, but stop it with the whole she can't sing.
No.
So, and the rest
clearly
is history. She can. Of course, you know, singers come in all calibers of pure vocal talent. And there's tons of singers that have incredible vocal talent, far better than the best-selling artists, and yet they're anonymous. You know, they're just toiling away in a church choir somewhere, so it's not a direct corollary. And that's true, Andy, of our business, sports yackery.
Oh,
because
sure.
There's a lot of smart, funny, interesting people who may or may not be big stars. And then there's ass clowns like one Skip Bayless, who is... But now he's leaving. I know. Can we have a moment of silence, Andy, you and I, for Skip Bayless, about to leave FS1, his high perch of hot takery?
Yeah. I've had intersection with Skip for over 40 years, and I've seen the whole shebang unfold going back to when he was a columnist in Dallas. Now, he was very, very successful, and one of the first to rip Tom Landry. I mean, that was... for Martin to do that, and he did it, and he, you know, became a highly paid columnist at a time where there were newspaper wars. The Dallas Times Herald and the Dallas Morning News were going at it, and Skip jumping from paper to paper was making a lot of money. But he also wrote, he took up jogging about that point, and he said, you know, I took up jogging and lost some weight. Now, you know, athletes are more likely to talk to me. And I went, oh my God. And I've just, you know, seen his various iterations, including the time at ESPN where he said that Troy Aikman was gay and that they had to take him off the air because Troy Aikman wouldn't talk to ESPN as long as he was employed there.
Right.
All through all this other nonsense. And look, for a guy who's in his 70s, he's had a hell of a run. I don't know if he'll resurface someplace else, but he was making $6 million a year to draw 50,000 viewers. It just didn't add up.
Do you respect that story arc of his career?
If that's your goal, yes, I respect that. I
do you respect him personally?
No, I have no respect for him.
Right.
But you respect the hustle.
You respect what he chose to do. Do you think he started ripping Landry thinking, hey, nobody's doing this. It's just sports. I'm going to carve out the anti stance on this, and I will stand out and become a valuable commodity.
Well, it turned out he was right on that because he began to rip him at a time when the decline of the Cowboys started. So he was sort of ahead of the curve on that. By the time, you know, Landry was fired by Jerry Jones, they were a mess. They won like three games. He needed to go.
Right. And so could it be that Skip Bayless is just the best professional contrarian we've ever seen, and not necessarily a hot take artist?
Yeah, it could be. And the shame of it is he could write. He was a good writer, but the money was in this, and he embraced it and got himself rich and famous.
Yeah, and he is in good shape for a guy who's 70, and it all started with jogging, huh?
Yeah, although now he likes to tell people that he hasn't missed a workout since like 1985 or something. And, you know, I mean, enough already. I really don't care. Great. Mazel tov. You're in shape.
Ron Burgundy, what is jogging?
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J. I'm not sure, but apparently you just run for an extended period of time. It's supposed to be wild.
So Ron's not coming?
You just run for an extended period of time, jogging or yogging. But you know what? That little joke is time appropriate, because jogging really wasn't a thing of casual exercise until the 70s, right?
Jim Fix wrote the book on it. And and then he died, dropped dead of a heart attack.
Go figure.
Running.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they also said that running probably extended his life.
Because he had heart defects that were there.
Yeah. Yeah. Something would have happened anyway.
All right. So, question, who's the next Skip Bayless?
I don't know.
Non-athlete, hot takes, contrarian, strong opinions. Surely, if Skip Bayless was good for business to the tune of paying him $5 to $6 million a year, they should have another guy ready to go, or gal.
Do you know who the rising star in this is now?
I hate to say it. I think Craig Carton.
Maybe. I don't know how well his show is doing. It might be Chris Russo, who's 65 years old.
Get out of here.
He has revived Stephen A., and they love him over at ESPN. They're using him more and more and more. You know, I don't know if there is a young guy who's in the pipeline. Maybe it's Carton, but he's got a show on FS1 that I don't think is drawing bupkis. They're trying to push him a little bit, because now he's going to do some baseball games on the radio with Susan Waldman as they look for a long-term partner to replace John Sterling. I don't think it's him. And I also wonder about this, because a big part of his act for like 10 years on the radio was making fun of Susan.
I heard that and I couldn't believe it. I said, this asshole's going to call Yankee games with no pedigree of being a major league announcer. This asshole who stole $3 million from people and went to jail for it. This is where I hate my business more than anything.
Yes, I agree with that, but they're in a position where they're trying to get attention. This gets them attention. If they take the guy from the Toledo Mudhens, who's been doing it for 20 years and is 45 years old and is really good, that doesn't
Yankees.
Get too much attention. I know, but he is a New York name.
I know, but how utterly despairing would it be if you are a AAA announcer and you see this job come open, this plum job, or hell, the play-by-play guy for the Marlins. Oh, shit, John Sterling's out. Oh, this is my chance. I'm going to send a great bunch of tapes. Look how well I know the reverse splits of this left-handed setup guy in the bigs. And instead they go, now let's go with the asshole who was in jail for swindling people on a ticket scheme and does a morning show. Never called baseball again before.
It's few games. He doesn't have the job long term.
Andy, I love you, but you fucking exhaust me sometimes. The answer to what my point was is, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? You just have to always pick at the edges of my arguments. It doesn't matter that it's only doing it for three games. They're entertaining the idea of giving him a Yankee job doing play-by-play. I'm so glad I got out of it when I did many, many moons ago, many belt notches and waist sizes and hair follicles ago. I love doing play-by-play, but I looked at the landscape and I said, A, these guys never die, and B, there's too few jobs.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in baseball, because in baseball, there are guys who pay their dues forever and ever and never get their shot at the major leagues. That's a tough one. College basketball, even NBA, it's different. But baseball, you can invest in it, and it may never happen for you.
These minor league guys that are out there calling single A, double A, triple A games, they're out literally knocking on sub shop doors asking for a $500 sponsorship for the season and getting turned down 9 times out of 10 in the Toledo, Ohio's, and the Fort Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm probably butchering that town. You get my point. The Mobile Alabamas, and they're grinding away, and they're trying to perfect their call, and they're convincing themselves they love doing this, even though deep down they're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. No, well, I don't know if it's a what am I doing. It's I love what I'm doing so much. Even though I'm not making much money, I'm going to keep doing it in hopes that one day somebody other than Craig Carton, like me, is going to get a shot to do the Yankees.
But don't you think if somebody, if a gypsy with a crystal ball said, look, I'm going to show you your future. I'm going to prove it to you. You're never going to make the bigs. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to toil away for this long. You're going to miss all this life experience. You're never going to really have a steady girlfriend because who's going to want to sign up for that? You're not going to have a family. You're going to make at most $58,500 a year. You're going to live in this apartment, and you're never going to the bigs. Okay, crystal ball off. Are you still? Do you still love this? What percentage of those guys would quit on the spot? I think the answer is 90%.
They live on
the hope they'll someday make it. If you took away that hope with unquestioned certainty, they'd quit.
Look, you and I have had what I consider to be successful radio careers. Somebody along the way told us that you're not going to be able to do this, right? Somebody told me, I know. I'm sure somebody told you along the way, too, and you proved them wrong. So, you know, I think if you have a stick-to-itiveness, you're not going to quit in most cases.
I guess so, yeah. But it's a tough racket, and fuck Craig Carton, the worst. The worst of our industry and the worst – thought is to put him with Susan Waldman, who, like you said, he would rip her. Yep. He would make fun of her calls. And so where is she to go? The hell I am going to do it with him. Where's her spine?
I don't know what kind of say she's got because she
how about just
she's
no
at least 20 years and she's 75 years old.
She could be ready to retire. She could say, if you do this, I will retire, and I'll give interviews to everybody under the sun about what idiots the Yankees are and how disrespectful that I had to call games with a morning shock jock who used to make fun of me. But she wants to stay in the seat so bad at 75. Well, hasn't she seen enough fucking baseball games?
It could also be baseball. They approached her. And they said, Susan, this is what we want to do. We don't really think it's going to be a long-term thing. Would you be willing to go along? She may have said yes. If they sprung it on her, sometimes this happens too. If you want somebody to quit, you pull it on her. Oh, by the way, Susan, for that Texas series, your partner is going to be Craig Carton.
Yeah. We call that, we call that smoking them out. Make them miserable until they finally say, that's it, I'm out. Well, good luck to them. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, Go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Did you enjoy the Home Run Derby on Monday night with Teo, what's his name again?
The Dodger guy. I found the whole thing very tedious, and I'll tell you something. I don't miss Berman, but you kind of don't even really know whether it's a home run or not. It's just these three guys sort of chatting there.
Yeah.
And you don't really see the ball go out in most cases. Sometimes you do.
Right.
I thought it was just a long, dull night, to be honest with you. I don't even know if I'll ever watch it again.
Teoscar Hernandez is his name that's for the Dodgers. And yeah, you're right. Like Berman, for all of his clownishness, this was his perfect event. This event is really where I could say, you know what? Now you need a carnival barker. And in part, these guys were saying, oh, it's way back. And then it would land at 411 feet. You're like, not impressive, 411.
Right.
And the way they've changed the format of it, you don't get to see the balls fly and land because there's a clock running. So they're racing the clock, which many people have said, you know what, that's not the best way to do it. That said, you said you may never watch another one. That said, I don't want these funsy sports contests to go away. Poll question this morning was, which is the best of the funsy sports contests? Home Run Derby, Slam Dunk Contest, or the Par 3 at Augusta?
I would take, and I'm not a golf guy, I take the Par 3.
Because?
You can see what's going on. The Slam Dunk is so tired. It's just over. And as I say, you don't really know whether it's a home run or not. And I don't, you got to kind of pay attention to the new rules. And did it go far enough so you get an extra out? I mean, stop already. It's enough.
Right, right. I would say there's things to rip about all of them. Some would say that the par three contest has become overly schmaltzy. too much of a daycare situation with toddlers running around in white jumpsuits as the fake caddies left and right. But the virtue of it is it's a beautiful miniaturized little golf event that can bring together different generations so that Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus can still tee it up and knock it 95 yards over a pond. Right?
Right.
So you there's know what that. It is? And the slam dunk contest went away for a couple of years. And thankfully, they said, what are we doing? We got to bring it back. And they did. I don't want, because even though it's old to you and I, Andy, for some kid who's 10, his eyes are wide open going, wow.
Yeah. Okay. But in 2001.
Yeah. Okay. Says Andy, fuck them kids. Kids are watching sports these days and they're in awe of the sports.
I understand.
We're
I understand.
Old and grizzled and cynical.
I had tickets in 2001 to both the Kasurai night and the game, and I gave my son first choice.
Which game, baseball or basketball?
This was the NBA All-Star game, right. The one and only right. that they had in Washington. Mm-hmm. And he chose the Saturday night stuff, and let's see, 2001.
The three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Yeah, okay. It would have been 9 going on 10. And he saw Stromile Swift win the dunk contest, and it sucked. And actually, the game, which is now unwatchable, was quite good that night. That was a huge comeback by the East, led by Allen Iverson and Dikembe Mutombo, in a game that was actually a basketball game. And yep. Now the game is completely unwatchable. And I'm tired of people jumping over cars and over each other for what? But, you know, whatever.
Yes, that was the All-Star game in which they had just acquired Dikembe, the Sixers, for a
No,
it was after that.
It was Larry Brown coaching the East. And I was working with Mel Kiper then. We did our shows during the practices. And I forget who was coaching the West, but they just went around and grab-assed and put up a few shots. And Larry Brown was running plays. And then he put Dikembe in the game late with Iverson. They made their big run. The trade deadline that year was after the All-Star game.
Right.
He traded for Dikembe, right. And he made the finals. And yes. I think they even won a game against the Lakers.
They did. They drew blood. They won one game against the mighty Lakers of Shaq and Kobe in their prime. And they beat the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals in 7 games, in which Dikembe Mutombo shot 16 free throws in the 7th and deciding game when he had only been averaging 6 per game in the first 6 games. Not that people in Milwaukee ever let that go. So, yeah, I forgot it was after that he did that. That was the same All-Star game in which I got a ticket through the station, a good ticket. It was not quite courtside, but it was low, about 8 or 9 rows behind one of the baskets, and I left after the 3rd quarter.
Of course. You missed the comeback. Of course you did.
Because that's what I do. Yeah. And do I regret it? Does it tear at my soul sporting? No, not in the fucking least. I beat the shit out of traffic last night on that very night. I beat it 119-62 was the final score of me versus traffic. And I don't regret missing the 4th quarter of an All-Star game, but you're right. It was one of the better ones. Maybe the last good one we've had.
Could be. I don't know. Let me see if the par 3, you know what the par 3 is? The par 3 is like Thanksgiving. And your mother takes a little scoop of stuffing out of the turkey and says, now, I'm just going to let you taste this now. Dinner's going to have to wait. And so that's what that is. Yes. You get a little taste of what the Masters is going to be, and it whets your appetite.
Right. College Football 25 for EA Sports is finally out. This, the game that was shut down by the Ed O'Bannon lawsuits that now led to the wonderful world of nil that we're currently living in. And it's 10 years in the making, and people are loving it. The funniest tweet, though, that I saw about it was, I just played College Football 25 on EA Sports. This game sucks. I've spent the last 2 hours playing with Georgia as my franchise, and all I do is spend 2 hours bailing kids out of jail for speeding. Oh, zing. Meanwhile, Kirby Smart addressed this ongoing rash of drunk driving, reckless driving, and more by saying, well, you know, we have NIL fines that can help deal with curbing this behavior. So in other words, they're paying the players, which are getting them better cars so they can drive more recklessly because they think they're fucking rock stars. But don't worry, we're going to take some of that money away in the fines to keep them from driving 140.
What does the world. NCAA allow that to fine the players? I haven't heard that.
He said, he said Georgia's NIL collective is fining players as a punishment for off-the-field transgressions. Why wouldn't they be allowed to do that?
Well, previously, you couldn't fine players because allegedly they didn't have any money. Yeah. But this makes them more and more like professionals, which they are.
See, you are looking at it from the quaint view of there's rules. There ain't no rules. As the line in your favorite movie, The Big Lebowski, goes, there's rules, Donnie. This ain't NAM. Right?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Here's how slow and low tide the sports world is right now. We were spending time on the internet, all of us, lip-reading Jaylen Brown talking about Bronny James to Kasiri Gondrzek, who is a smoke show, plays in the WNBA, and then
Glenn Gondrzek's brother, daughter, must be.
Yeah, and then, playing the game of what did he say. People think he said, no, I don't think he's going to be an NBA player, and pretty much being uncomplimentary. Of course, Bronny is still yet to have his first three-pointer in summer league. He's 0-15. And shooting like 26% from the floor.
I saw an air ball on Twitter that he threw up the other night.
Well, that's one of many he's chucked up in summer league basketball. Talking to my co-host, Brian Butch, who played in the summer league when he came out of Wisconsin, he said, look, summer league, it's like one step away from call your own fouls. He's like, I had games in which I had 20 and 10 in the summer league. If these are his numbers in summer league, woof, it's bad.
Yeah.
But Jaylen Brown, after this lip sync came out, or this lip reading came out, had to kiss the ring of LeBron and say, I think it's a flex to have your son in the NBA. It's a proof of your dominance as a player. I think Bronny's got all the tools to get better. I look forward to him improving. In other words, I don't want to be seen as the mean guy. That pissed me off more than anything. Fuck LeBron. You don't have to kiss his ring.
Yeah, no, that's the power he wields. And it's not like the Jordan type of power. When if you pissed off Jordan, he drops 60 on you. LeBron, it's just like an overarching thing that he has on the whole league.
Yeah, and now there's people calling him out on that, saying he's like a dictator, like Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter, not from Turkey. I missed. Placed the who's the dictator that wants Enes Kanter dead? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. No, okay. I don't know the name.
Do you know that whole story though, right?
Or Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He's not in the league anymore, is he? I don't think he is.
No, he's a former. His real name is Enes Kanter Freedom. He changed his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes. Born in Switzerland to Turkish parents, raised in Turkey, moved to the U.S.
Yeah.
And since then has spoken out against oppression and totalitarian rule.
Good.
Now let's play a little game, Andy. I don't know how this is going to work. We're going to see. The game that I've cooked up for you is called Name One. Name One, .. Okay. Andy Pollin has been given these questions ahead of time so they could ruminate in his head. Andy has said to me, I've got answers for most of them, but I'm not sure all. To which I say, fucking figure out the answers, Andy. This is not a subpoena in the court of law. You're going to answer all of them, all right?
Okay, counselor.
Here we go. Name one restaurant that is still open that if you never step foot in it again, it still won't be too soon.
Well, since you, what was it, Bennigan's you dragged me
Bennigan's,
to?
Bennigan's is closed now, so you cannot use that. Pick a new restaurant that is still open that if you never step foot in it again, it still won't be too soon.
I would say it would be Fridays because I think everything that you eat there tastes like a fried mozzarella stick. It's just,
That's pretty much it. My answer is Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, well, that's, but that comes with growing out of it. Your daughters were older.
Don't care.
You didn't have to go anymore. That for some people who have young children, that's a required dining experience.
Dining. It's a restaurant. They still have some locations open. Never again. Name one sports announcer that you would resurrect from the dead and put back on TV tomorrow in his prime?
Vin Scully, whose prime lasted into his late 80s.
Right.
I mean, when he left, it wasn't like, oh boy, time for him to go. Oh, he's still great.
Vin Scully had a 50-year prime, didn't he?
He did games for 67 years.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Mine is Ken Venturi.
Oh, he was great.
Miss him so much on golf coverage. Just a great voice. Okay, name one. Name one woman who most people don't think that much about. This would be a, you know, artist, musician, actress. Name one woman who most people are like, meh, okay, who you think is amazing and sexy AF.
Maura Tierney, yeah.
Good one, Andy. Yes. Did she had a battle with cancer, I believe. Has she come out of that okay?
I hope so. She did a show, was it one of the HBO or Showtime with Jeff Daniels, which didn't make it, but I've always enjoyed watching her work.
Yeah, no, she's alive and well, 59 years old. And yeah, there you go. I'm looking her up right now. That's a good one, Andy. Mine is Sarah Bareilles.
Love. Not familiar with her.
She's a musician, Sarah Bareilles. Name one thing about the radio business that if you told people, here's how it works, they would swear, that can't be real.
The program director will often look for someone who has zero experience to replace or start up a morning show. Yeah. Zero. I mean, it's like, I need to try something different to stand out.
Yeah, we got to shake it up, man.
Finding somebody good. No, we need to do something different.
It's incredible. My answer would be the ratings process. Pre-Arbitron people meters that are electronic boxes that I had to tell people, well, they send out written pamphlets in the mail with a dollar bill in it because they got to pay them something. And they say, could you please fill this out and tell us what stations, what shows you listen to for how long? And then whatever they got sent back, they perform some extrapolation of the market on it. A market of 7, 8, 9 million people based on a couple thousand diaries.
Yeah, and minorities got $5. White people got a dollar. Minorities got five.
I thought
that was going to make a huge difference.
I thought everyone got paid the same, but that minority diaries counted double.
Maybe, but I had heard it was more money.
Okay,
but
maybe so. But it was. They basically said, well, we don't get as many minority diaries back for whatever reason. So if we get one of them back, we got to double it to make it representative. Complete fucking guesswork. All right. Name one thing you would bet people really don't like about you.
Okay.
You're like, wow, just one, huh?
Well, I mean, I know what you don't like about me. I'm not sure that everybody else doesn't like that about me.
It's not your politics. I don't mind your politics.
No, it's not the politics. Okay. It's the fact that I don't get worked up about certain things.
That's definitely one thing. Yes. Yeah. One thing is you don't properly get worked up about things you should, and then you do about stuff you shouldn't. But okay, put that aside.
And I tend to be impatient. I am. I'm an impatient person. Yeah. And I would think that people don't like that about me.
Yeah. I would say for me, it's my overbearing opinions. The certainty, often wrong, but never in doubt, as Chris Lochte once said.
That's true, yes.
All right, name one thing in society that is perfectly legal, but kind of morally gray, and yet you have no shame at all in taking the maximum advantage of.
Nothing really comes to mind, to be honest with you.
There's nothing that you're a little bit of a schnorr on.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm a free food type of person.
Okay,
yeah.
So if there's free food, you will have no shame in looping back for multiple bites of the free food.
Yeah.
How about taking the last donut or the last slice of pizza in the office?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mine is returning items. That's my superpower. If you let me return it, I'm going to keep returning them.
Well, you know that there was a period of time where Costco had unlimited return time, and people were turning in televisions as they were getting cheaper and better. So they had to cut that off.
I heard people were returning barbecue grills with chunks of meat stuck to the iron bars.
Yeah.
Shamelessly. Okay. Name one deadly animal that absolutely freaks you the fuck out.
I would say a bear, even though I've never seen one up close.
Right.
But yes. Yeah. A bear would get me.
Bears are pretty nasty. For me, it's gorilla. Gorillas are terrifying because they have near human-like intelligence. They are massive, and they know exactly how to fucking kill you if they get mad. Gorillas, chimps, those scare the shit out of me. All right, name one thing that you almost never complain about, even though everyone else does.
Should
be an easy one. Sitting right in front of you right now today, Andy. Sitting right. Go ahead.
Well, no, I do complain about the heat.
You are
always threatening to move because of the heat. That's
103 degrees in the DMV on my dashboard. That's a dashboard temp. Not totally accurate, but it's damn close.
Yeah, it's unbelievably
with
hot.
And tons of humidity too.
Yeah, absolutely a stay indoors type of day. But no, I don't.
One thing you don't complain about, even though everyone else does.
How about accommodations in hotels? I don't really complain too much about that.
Like if you're near the elevator or the ice machine, you're not like Steve Buckhantz, who used to be a complete diva about that.
If they put them near the elevator, there are great stories that Phil Chenier can tell for hours.
Exactly. For me, the one thing I almost never complain about, even though everyone else does, is the cost of airfare.
Really?
People go, oh my God, it cost $500 to fly out to California and back. And I always ask, so what's a fair price? And they go, I don't know, like $200. I go, yeah, well, that was in 1985. That was in 92. Like, shit gets more expensive, all right? What do you expect? They're flying you across the country. It's going to cost something. Okay.
Okay, but it's more like the range, though. Like, sometimes you can get a flight that's $200, and then it could be like $1,600.
Yeah, well, people are spoiled because they'll look at the cheapest on, say, Orbitz or whatever, and it'll be some shit-ass Spirit Airlines flight that involves all kinds of layovers, and it'll be $196. Yeah. And you want to fly Delta for the same price, direct. Yeah. You're not going to fly direct on Delta at that price. Okay. Sure. Name one sports on TV innovation that you would become a mental patient, banging your head against the padded cell if they took it away. Like, oh my God, I need this back.
This is easy. It's the box that gives you time and score. And
dang.
There was such a long period of time that we didn't have it. And now if I turn on a game and it's more than 15 seconds before the box appears, I'm like, got hives. I'm freaking out.
You know what? That's exactly what I have on my sheet. Score on the screen. Oh. And I was thinking that you would have said the first down line, but you can do without the first down line in a pinch. You can't not have the score and the time on the screen. It was Fox that did it first with just a little thin monocolored up in the corner box. And at the time, do you remember NBC in the early 2000s resisted and didn't put it up there because Dick Ebersol said, nah, I don't like the aesthetic of how it interferes with our presentation of the game.
Exactly. Yep. And here on the line thing, Irene Jacoby, Joe Jacoby's wife, not incredibly knowledgeable about sports, said to him, you know, I went to a lot of games when you were playing, Joe. I didn't see the yellow line on the field.
Was she joking?
No. She you know, because she's not a sports fan when he married her. I'm sure she's learned a lot of football since they've been married. But Joe said that when they were dating, her father came to him and said, I hope you can support my daughter.
Really?
Not a sports family. No.
Wow, yeah. I hope you can support my daughter. Okay. And then finally, last one. Name one thing tourists should do or see if they visit the D.C. area in the summer.
They should go to the American Museum of History. That is my favorite museum. It's absolutely free, and it's got a lot of things that I like.
Okay, so you think it's the best of the museums?
Yes, absolutely. It's got Julia Child's kitchen in there and, you know, all kinds of cars. I mean, all American stuff. I love it. I love that museum.
Okay, good. Mine would be to visit the Udvar Hazy Air and Space Museum out at Dulles.
Yes,
here's why. It's got more airplanes, more spacecraft, more space to roam around, easier parking, none of the traffic of downtown D.C., and on a 103-degree day, air-conditioned as fuck.
Yep, yep, yep. No question about it. That's a great museum.
All right, who do you got tonight, AL or NL in the old Midsummer Classic?
God, who cares?
Who cares? I mean, it's all the same. The leagues are the same. You play all the same teams the same number of times.
I want to see Skeens pitch. That's about it.
Okay. He's starting, right?
Yep.
There you go. All right, Andy, as always, a pleasure. Good to have you on, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Dave. Take care.
See you. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.